Welcome back to the program, JPS Superintendent Jeff Beal. Good segment.
Morning, Greg.
Jeff, good morning. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you.
Graduation plans. What's cooking?
All right. So, you know, out there in the world, everybody's got a Facebook idea for graduation. But the truth is we're hoping that we can get graduation the way it's supposed to be. We've rescheduled those for early August. You know, get us a couple months down the road. Get us some new social norms as far as how we interact with each other. And then I think we're going to use Jackson College out to the Potter Center there simply because of parking. And then some weather control, but we're set up for that weekend in first weekend in August. So I think it's the 7th and the 8th, and we'll get prom and graduation in there.
Okay, so that's a plan right now. Be interesting to see how that washes out, Jeff.
Yeah, well, we're still, you know, obviously that's all tentative. We're still planning on it, but we really believe it'd be better to do a face to face. I've had a lot of people go, well, can we do a parade of cars? Can we do, you know, a big parking lot and everybody just pull up in the parking lot? There's a whole bunch of really insensitive or impersonal things that are out there floating around as far as ideas, and we really want to get commencement ceremonies where we put folks across a stage. Our kids have worked hard for that. Our parents have worked hard for that. They've got a big investment in seeing their children walk across the stage, and we recognize that there's some importance to that. And so for us, let's set the date. Let's set the stage for it. Let's get it ready to roll. And we'll take a look at how we have to do that to be socially distanced, to be safe. What can we do? And what does that look like, you know, in a couple of months as we get closer to it?
Well, give us an update on your distance learning, and of course, you have a mixture.
Yeah, we're pretty much anything and everything. So distance learning, you know, if you were to kind of take a look at it, you know, we launched it the 14th of April, so we've had it going now for a couple of weeks, and. You know, so you got a little bit of everything. We've got online happening where teachers are using Zoom or Google Classroom or Google Hangouts. They're using Class Dojo. They're using the Remind app and our Blackboard app to push out a lot of communication, a lot of emails. And sometimes they're making specific phone calls. And so they, you know, they're teleconferencing with students. And so we see a lot of different things happening. We've got a lot of packets going out, as you might suspect, where families don't have the technology or the high-speed internet access at home to be able to support online learning. So we're pushing out a lot of packets. And, you know, I would tell you that that's probably been the greater challenge than delivering online learning. And that's because as the world starts pushing out packets, the post office has been just overwhelmed. They're short-staffed as well. And you know, it's rerouted some of our mail, and it's taken a little bit longer for those packets to get into homes. And so, you know, we always encourage parents to please be patient. And then, you know, we're talking to our teachers now about sending home kind of 2 weeks at a time, but really knowing that the phone calls that they make today or this week are really about the packets that they mailed out a week ago, because that's really when those packets are kind of hitting.
Yeah, it's amazing how a vicious cycle transpires during some of this. You talk about the mail.
You know, if we had known back in September that this is where we were going to be at the end of the year, we would have certainly planned differently. And so, you know, we're planning differently for tomorrow, right? But here we are today, and we're making the very best of it. And our teachers are being encouraged to try more online. Our students are being encouraged to try more online, and to find ways to do that. We're looking at how do we make more cell phone friendly lessons, rather than to rely on just the computer or website. So we're looking at how can we do those things, you know, even yet this year, and really get our teachers who are a little bit nervous about pushing out online videos, because I've got, I mean, our Facebook pages are full of videos of teachers doing lessons. And there's, you know, a link right on our website that'll take you right to all of the lessons we've taught. And so you can go in and select your grade and select your week, and you'll be able to pull up those packets even today, whether you're there or not. But, you know, our goal now is to build out the strength. We're going to be providing some professional development for our staff to really build out the skill set that some of them didn't think they'd ever need. You know, I have teachers who've gone their whole career who've never thought about a flipped classroom or a blended classroom. You know, they taught for 30 years in a traditional brick and mortar, and now they're going to be teaching in some sort of hybrid blended model. And so what does that look like? So we're trying to make sure that we get all of our teachers' feet wet, and certainly roll out more and more supports to our students.
Very interesting article in the Free Press today on school spending money. You're the one that has to follow that budget and keep your eye on the budget. Are you being hurt by that? Are you being able to stay on track, Jeff?
So we were set prior to COVID-19 coming to Jackson. We were set to add to our fund balance this year. And we will add to our fund balance for the 2019-2020 school year. But as I'm sure the whole world is talking about, you know, a lot of our funding comes through sales tax, and the sales tax is way down in the state of Michigan. So we're anticipating, you know, a pretty hefty reduction in school aid for next year. And so we're kind of preparing into what comes forward. So that's really our goal. Is right now we're saving our pennies for the rainy day, and I know it feels like it's raining outside now, but the truth is that we're really saving our pennies for next year at this point.
Mm-hmm. Give us a food service update. I know you're now doing some dinners, aren't you?
We are. We're serving dinners now at all of our sites. So we serve more than 30,000 meals a week. It's just hard to fathom when you kind of dial that up. And for a lot of folks who have their kids at home who are relying on us to feed during the week, that's a lot of extra meals that they were providing that even average mom and dad weren't really expecting to have to do. And so we're trying to take some of that too, as much off their burden. But we've opened up extra kitchens. We've brought in the entire food service department. Remember, we were running the food service department week on, week off, but now we're running them at different sites so that it's the only way you make 30,000 meals. But we're running them at different sites so that if we have a issue pop up at one site, we can shift some of that burden to the other sites while we take care of those in need at any given kitchen. And that way we can continue to provide for operation. It's a way to provide fallback, if you will, or a fail-safe to the system. They show up again at lunchtime. They receive lunch for the day, dinner, and then breakfast for the following day. Now, the dinners are, you know, those are packaged up and ready to go in the microwave. So they're ready to be eaten hot at night. It is extra work. I won't pretend it's not, but these guys, I could not be more proud of our food service program and the work that they're doing for Jackson. You know, we started saying years ago that Jackson Public Schools was the place where community comes together. And the reality is that, you know, when times like this are hard, everybody does come. We our group comes together and says, let's take care of the problem. Let's take care of the need. And we've got an army of people that are just doing some tremendous work.
Yeah. Amazing job by your staff. Give us an update on the construction, Jeff.
Well, I'm hoping, I've got a meeting yet this morning. I'm hoping to be able to hear, then in a couple of weeks we'll be able to kind of move forward with some of our plans. As the governor's order allows some of those folks back to work. But right now all of our construction sites are shut down. We secured up what needed to be secured up, and, and you know, the only people who show up to our job sites now are security personnel. But we're hoping to get that up and running. There's a couple of them that are critical that we've got to get moving on faster than we would have liked. You know, I look at Dibble, I look at Hunt, and I look at Montessori. Those are short summer kind of timelines, and so now we're shortened yet again by another 6 weeks. And so, you know, we're going to have to be hopping to kind of get things moving there. The concern that I have, if I'm out there with folks and I'm talking, I think the concern I have is on supply chain items. And, you know, I use one example, but if I'm waiting for aluminum door frames to come, you know, and the aluminum door frame company is waiting for the raw material to come, everything's just kind of delayed. And so the lead time, the order time on all of those raw materials that we use to build a building, that's going to be pushed out a little bit. We should be on track, though, for furniture purchased. We purchased furniture for all the remaining classrooms. So we've actually outfitted all the classrooms in the entire district. And we ordered that furniture back in February. We should be set to install furniture in the remaining classrooms this summer. Technology for staff and for students was ordered, and so we really hope to have technology in the place of our hands, so all of our teachers are mobile friendly with an updated device. And you know, for students, we continue to invest heavily in technology, and so we've got enough devices in the district right now to get about 3,500 homes. We really are looking at can we build that out even more? And so we anticipate, you know, again, you know, about another 1,500 devices will be coming into the district in the coming months, and that will help really fill out that 1-to-1 number. So that we can do some interesting things when we get there. Because there is a new norm coming. You know, there is, some sort of blended model, I think, coming down the road, and we want to make sure we're prepared for that. So there's some pieces that we see, and construction is jamming. I'm ready to get back to work. We've been looking at plans for Lincoln, and plans for Parkside. So the architects are still working on it and the engineers are still working on it. But I'm anxious to get our guys back on site. We've had such an amazing crew. You know, you drive by, Cascades and you see that building up and you go, my God, that's going to be a stunning, absolutely stunning building. You drive over to the Jackson High parking lot and you can make out the bleacher seating for where the swim bleachers are going to go. And it's, you know, it just gets exciting when you see those pieces come together.
JPS Superintendent Jeff Beal. Jeff, that is, thanks for stopping by. That 30,000 number is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I know. It's phenomenal what they do. And, I'm, again, super proud of our food service. I should give a shout out to our transportation department and our custodial crew, too. Our transportation department rotates in. They come, they serve food, they serve meals. From the bus, they're the ones doing all the hauling. They've got the chow buses out running around. You guys have seen that one, I hope. And if not, you'll see it in the neighborhoods. That's a fun thing for us. And our custodial crew to really do what needs to be done. You know, so when we transitioned back, everybody had to sign in and sign out of the building. Because we've got folks who can't teach, if you will. They don't have all the tech that they need to teach from home all the time, and so they have to come into the building. And our custodial crew is going to war keeping the buildings clean. You know, they follow the process and really, really do a nice job at disinfecting the buildings for our staff.
Jeff Beal, JPS Superintendent. Jeff, appreciate the visit.